Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables, and said, The kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king, which made a marriage for his son, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Matthew 22:1-3. Jesus taught much concerning the kingdom of heaven by various parables. Jesus wanted his disciples to have a clear understanding of the kingdom of heaven that he had come to establish. Early in his ministry, he spoke concerning the nearness of the kingdom. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 4:17. The kingdom would come into being during the lifetime of those who heard Jesus preach. And he said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that there be some of them that stand here which shall not taste of death, till they have seen the kingdom of God come with power. Mark 9:1. Jesus taught that those who were willing to follow him and suffer persecution because of him would have their place in the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5:10. Jesus speaks of the early reality of his kingdom, which he would establish by his death and resurrection. He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither did his flesh see corruption. Acts 2:32-33. Hence, with confidence, the Apostle Paul could write to the saints in Colossae of their place in the kingdom of God, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Colossians 1:13. Jesus, in his parable, teaches us that the kingdom of heaven is likened to a marriage. In marriage, there is a union that is built upon love and commitment. The kingdom of heaven would be created by the love of God and the commitment of Christ. Those who choose to enter into this kingdom by the birth of water and the Spirit would share in the love of God and commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. 1 Peter 4:19. The marriage would witness the unbroken union of Christ to his kingdom and the unwavering allegiance of his disciples. By marriage we would be united with Christ until death do us part. Marriage means family, and God's kingdom is indeed a family, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Ephesians 3:15. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.